Blog Talk Radio. You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture, how God can save and heal. He begins to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew that it was something wrong and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She said, Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here. He told her. For they shall be filled. He also said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven. He looked at her with tears in his eyes. Now, Mama, you see that you fixed the wrong food for me. He told her.
Amen. Glory to God. It is now prayer time, done by the beloved Bishop Patterson. Stay tuned.
I feel the time has come now for prayer. Somebody tonight needs a touch of God's hand. This recording project, we expect it to go into tens of thousands of homes, behind the prison bars, hospitals, hospital rooms and so many different places. And on this particular CD, cassette, DVD, VHS, whatever format our different contributors will desire to receive it in, the Lord spoke to my spirit and said, this time, make sure that a prayer of deliverance goes everywhere that this project goes. Somebody in here tonight, oh, bless the name of Jesus, you need a move of God in your life. Don't be ashamed. This can be the very night you thought it was designed for you to just come and be a participant in the recording of some old songs. But God designated this night. He made an appointment with you for this night, saying that this would be your night of healing and your night of deliverance. And if you feel it down in your spirit, get up, come here, come now, come here now. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Come giving him praise. Come giving him glory. Hallelujah. Praise the God that breaks every shackle. The God that heals and delivers and sets free. He's in this building right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking him already. I'm thanking him already. Because I feel the presence of the Almighty God speaking deliverance into the lives of his people right now. Thank you, Lord. To Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will ever year. We never end the service without having a family prayer. Now we're in so big a hurry. The preacher preaches. He calls for an offering of consecration. And we speed out of the door, back into our situations, back into our difficulties. But you don't ever want to leave the house of God without the blessing of God being invoked upon you. His presence is here right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the hundreds who are present here in Temple of Deliverance. I want to thank you for the hundreds of thousands that will receive this project, singing the old time way. But oh God, I want you to anoint the songs, but I want you to anoint this prayer. Glory to God. Somebody that is behind the prison bars, they are incarcerated in the city, the county, the state, or the federal institution. But I know that you can send your word. You can break the shackles. You can rebuke the hand of the enemy. Somebody, oh God, is lying upon their hospital bed. Somebody is at home confined to their bed of affliction. But we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth your people. I speak the word of healing. I speak the word of deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. Satan, you take your hands off. Take your hands out of that family situation. Satan, take your hands out of this family's finances. Satan, take your filthy hands off cancer, tuberculosis, sickness and illness, disease and infirmity. Take your hands off. For God is healing. He's healing right now. Woman, God heal you. Man, God set you free. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him glory. To the sole of your feet, I command you to be healed. I command your mind to be regulated. God, heal the mind. Heal the mind. Regulate the mind. The minds of your people that's being affected by the enemy. Cast down imagination. Cast down everything that opposes your presence. In the name of Jesus, and let your glory be revealed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, somebody ought to just give him some praise.
Amen. Why you love me so, God, I will never know, the psalmist say. Amen. But praise the Lord, because of his love, because of his grace, because of his mercy, my God, we can live in the abundance. We can live a life of abundance. God said in his holy word that he wished above all that we would prosper and be in good health, and live life more abundantly. And we just thank you, praise God, amen, for another broadcast coming from the Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia, 431 Old Sardis Road, Pine Grove Holiness in the city of Porter, Georgia, 100 Hagen Connector. Amen. Glory to God. Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries services times are every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Pine Grove Holiness Church in Porter, Georgia. Time of worship is 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 7 p.m. for Wednesday night prayer and Bible study, and 11 o'clock a.m. for morning worship in the city of Porter, Georgia, Pine Grove Holiness, where the pastor of both churches is none other than the Honorable Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. If you're not at your local church and you feel like you want to go somewhere, you are welcome, amen, to come fellowship with Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries and Pine Grove Holiness Church. Glory to God. We're getting ready to have a great musical in the city of Porter, Georgia, on November the 3rd at the hour of 7 o'clock p.m. A musical, amen, that is going to minister unto God's people. That's at Pine Grove Holiness, November the 3rd at 7 o'clock, 100 Hagen Connect in Porter, Georgia. We thank you tonight. Now tonight we're going to the Book of Chronicles, the second Chronicles, starting at the 20th chapter and the 25th verse. The Second Chronicles 20th chapter and the 25th verse. Tonight we're going to talk about every battle carries a reward. You know, sometimes we focus on the battle more than we focus on God. Glory to God. And God is letting us know through the word of God, as long as we live and breathe, there will be battles that will introduce themselves to us. But instead of focusing on the battle, my God, focus on the reward after the battle. Because every battle carries a reward. But you got to look for it. You got to expect it. Here God placed a man by the name of Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat was in a battle. Glory to God. But after the battle, the reward came. Glory to God. So this is why God documented it in the word of God to let us know battles are not coming empty-handed. Battles come with rewards. But we got to learn that every battle has a reward. We got to start focusing on the rewards that's going to come behind it. If God allowed to come to you, there's a reward behind every battle. The word of God said that Jehoshaphat feared the battle at first. Jehoshaphat was kind of upset about the battle, but one thing that I like that Jehoshaphat did, Jehoshaphat bowed down and prayed. See, like never before, when we are faced with a battle, we can't talk too much.
We can't call up friends and family because half of the time they don't understand what we're going through. But we're going to have to learn how to fall down on our knees and cry out, our Father, which are in heaven, and his will is already done on earth as it already is in heaven. And when we begin to cry out to the Lord and we begin to tell him about the battle, he told Jehoshaphat through the man of God, stand still. The battle is not yours, but it is mine. See, when God fights the battle, all you got to do is go get the reward. Glory to God. Amen. But so many times we let the battle determine our destiny. But God wants you to know that every battle carries a reward. No matter how hard it is, no matter what it looks like, there's a reward in every battle. Every battle that you ever been through in your life, there was a reward behind it, but could you see it? Or was you so blinded by the battle that you couldn't see the reward that came behind the battle? The enemy wants to blind us so we cannot see. The enemy wants to blind us, glory to God, so we cannot focus on the word of God and what God is telling us. But I'm here to tell you that if you are going through a battle, if you have been in a battle, look for the reward, because surely there is a reward behind every battle. And the word of God said here, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them in the abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off of themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. My God, look at how much spoil was left for the people of God after the battle. My God. The word of God said it took them 3 days to gather up the blessings and the favor that came behind the battle. My God, glory to God. God is stretching out his hand. God is talking to somebody. If you're going through a battle tonight, it doesn't matter whether it's debt. It doesn't matter whether it's heartache. It doesn't matter whether it's pain. It doesn't matter whether it's tribulation. Whatever the battle may be, look for the reward, because there is a reward, my God, after every battle. See, we got to learn like never before, people, to learn to love God's word. We got to learn how to search way down in the word of God and pull out our healing nugget. And tonight, glory to God, somebody needs to know, amen, glory to God, that behind every battle, it carries a reward. So many people, glory to God, are giving up. So many people are letting depression take them down. So many people are just not up for the battle. Glory to God, because the word of God said it's not by our might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord that he will take down every battle. It don't matter what his people face. He's able to do it exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ever ask or think of him. Glory to God. God is able. You hear what I say? He's able. He made the body. He made the structure of the body. He knows everything there is about the body. He know how to make it stand up. He know how to strengthen the frame. All we got to do is rest on his word. God, I cannot handle the battle, but you can, Lord. You promised me in your word that if I stand still, you will fight this battle. Glory to God. Back up and look for the reward. So many times we won't back up. We go fight it ourselves. This is why we tied in the spirit and we tied in our body, because we are fighting battles that God already done told us the battle belongs to him. Glory to God. He don't need your help. God is a big God. Glory to God. He's a supernatural God. He's a force that cannot never be reckoned with. Glory to God. But we got to learn how to trust God. We got to learn how to believe the report of God. We got to learn to believe God's word for what it says. Because we living in a day and hour, glory to God, like never before, this world is crumbling. And all we got is the word of God. It used to be a time medicine would do you some good, but nowadays, glory to God, the medicine killing people more than the sickness. Oh, glory to God. It used to be a time, glory to God, doctors would be concerned about how they treat people. But nowadays, if you don't have a Medicaid card or if you don't have the right proper money, they're not going to see you. But if you learn how to hang on with God's word, if you learn how to dig deep and find a word of healing, God will heal your body. He will heal your mind. He will heal your spirit. He will heal your soul. Glory to God, because every battle carries a reward. But we got to learn how to mount up like the wings of an eagle and begin to trust God. Like never before, we got to trust God. Trust him in the morning. Trust him in the evening. Trust him in the noonday. We living in a day and hour. We don't have no other choice, people, but to trust God. We don't have no other choice but to lean and to depend on God. If we lean on anything else, it's going to let us fall. But if we lean on the word of God, he will sustain us. God will keep us. God will revive us. God will strengthen us, my God. But we got to learn how to let him be our leaning post. We cannot have a crutch and lean on it and expect for God to win the battle. We got to learn how to lean on God. Lean on him hard, glory to God, because he won't let you fall. Amen. I thank and praise God for teaching you that behind every battle carries a reward. But you got to trust that. You got to believe that. Oh, glory to God. And let the Lord have his way in your life. Have his way in your circumstances. Have his way in anything that you might be battling. If you're battling in the mind, let the Lord have it. If you're battling in your body, let the Lord have it. If you're battling in your home, let the Lord have it. If you're battling, glory to God, on your job, let the Lord handle it. If you're battling in your church, let the Lord handle it. Give it to the Lord. Leave it there. God is able. Yes, he is. But we must learn how to trust and depend on Jesus. I thank and praise God, amen, for bringing you a rich word coming from the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, starting at the 25th verse. And the topic was, every battle carries a reward. Glory to God. We bring you greetings again from Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries, 431 Old Sardis Road in the city of Sardis, Georgia. We also bring you greetings from Pine Grove Holiness Church over in Porter, Georgia, 100 Hagen Connect, where the pastor of both churches is none other than the Honorable Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. The service time is, glory to God, and on Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. at Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia. And also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Porter. Also 10 o'clock for Sunday school and 11 a.m. for morning worship. If you're not doing anything and you want to visit or come fellowship, you are welcome. Amen to Gospel Explosion and Pine Grove Holiness. Anytime you feel the need that you want a fellowship. And we just give the Lord praise. We just give the Lord honor. We just give the Lord glory for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. Glory to God. We love you tonight. We're getting ready to play another song called Take Me Higher. It's time like never before to want to go higher with the Lord. God bless you. And it's been a blessing, amen, to be able to bring forth another rich word. God bless you now.
I don't know about anybody else in here tonight, but I feel good down in my sanctified soul. And we would not leave here tonight without singing this song. Now, hope y'all don't mind if I more time. Come on, say it, y'all. Be praised.
Higher than I've ever been before.
Now, y'all don't mind if I say this tonight. I'm praying. I stay in the holy way. Thank you, Jesus, because I don't want to stray. Oh, Lord, no, Lord, hear my. Is what I tell him, dear Jesus, please, Jesus, don't ever pass me by. Oh,
Lord,
I do.
I want
yes, I do.
To go.
Tonight, somebody help me tell him
higher than
I ever been before. Now, won't y'all quiet way down? Let me say it. You will treat us well.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank and praise God, amen, for another broadcast, being able to deliver the word of God for the people of God. Amen. We're getting ready to sign off, but we hope, amen, glory to God, that the rich word of God bless someone. Amen. Look for the link. Amen. Because we will surely be back, amen, with the rich word. So we're going to sign off, but we're getting ready to, amen, sign off with Take Me to the King. Glory to God, by Miss Tamela Mann. God bless you. Good night. God bless.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to to you. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.